Welcome back to The Takeaway, live from St. Louis Public Radio.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
It's alive. That's right. The impression that some residents have in St. Louis County, the ground beneath their feet is literally on fire and on the move as West Lake Landfill, a radioactive waste site, inches closer to the smoldering Bridgeton Landfill. Only 600 feet separate the two. Who's in charge of dealing with this mess? Eli Chen is science and environment reporter here at St. Louis Public Radio, and she says that may be an unanswerable question right now as the landfills creep closer together.
The Westlake Landfill, which is on sort of the north side of all of this geographically, the radioactive waste ended up there as a result of, you know, nuclear weapons production during World War II. Even though we don't have a national lab here in St. Louis, there was a uranium processing plant that helped process some of the material for the Manhattan Project. And this waste ended up being illegally dumped in areas all around St. Louis with varying degrees of concentration. And basically, in the 1970s, it ended up getting dumped at this landfill. It wasn't until 1990 that this area was labeled as a Superfund site. As for the South Quarry, which contains the underground smoldering fire, that came to awareness about 7-8 years ago, around 2010. And landfill fires are fairly common, but the thing is, with this one, it's uncertain how it develops.
How have people in the community who are aware of either one or both of these facilities, how have they reacted?
So one of the things to know about the community reaction to all of this is that it's very, very uneven in the community, but people sense there's something going on because there's pretty bad odors in the area. Whether all of the odors they're smelling is attributed to the landfills under debate at the moment, but you know, they're very concerned about how it's affecting their health, how it's affecting their lungs, and how it's affecting their children.
Tell me the story of Karen Nickel.
Yeah, so Karen Nickel is one of two co-founders of a group called Just Moms STL. And basically, she learned about, you know, what was going on at the Westlake and Bridgeton landfills about 4 or 5 years ago. And when she learned about this situation, she started to do a lot of research, along with another mother named Dawn Chapman. They realized at some point that, you know, the federal government and the state weren't really communicating about these landfills, and they were really concerned about how this could be affecting their children. So they started a Facebook group that has maybe about 18,000 members in it.
We have sacrificed so much to have a simple life, and we won't sacrifice our children's health any longer. I want to know, at the end of the day, when I look my kids in the eyes, I want them to know that I did everything I could to try and protect them from this issue that no one protected me from.
She's given up a lot of her time in order to do this, and she doesn't want to, but a lot of responsibility has been put on her to put pressure on regulators about this.
How have parents attempted to medically figure out what the risk is?
The risk to health is really problematic. You know, studies are so inconclusive about, you know, the long-term risks of radiation. And then there's also the fact that we don't know to what extent, you know, radioactive waste fully exists at this landfill because the sampling hasn't been super comprehensive. The thing is that there's a lot of anecdotal evidence. People saying they've got kids with cancer or they live in a cancer cluster, or there's some mothers who report that, you know, their kids have very rare disorders. I was talking to one woman named Megan Beckerman. Her son has a really rare form of alopecia, lost all of his hair when they moved to Bridgeton. And it's really hard to prove that there's something that caused something like that.
I think even if I find out there is stuff in here, it'll still give me a peace of mind because I can take precautions and not think I'm crazy. My son wants to go out and play in the dirt, and I don't want him to because I don't know what's in the dirt. Then, you know, am I just being crazy?
In her opinion, it's hard not to connect what's going on, you know, around them to what's happening to her son.
If part of this has been declared a Superfund site, is there an organized EPA federal program to do something about it?
Yes. So, you know, the Environmental Protection Agency has been, they've been working on this issue, but, you know, progress at these Superfund sites, extremely slow. And that's because they have to get their science right. And they're also constrained, I think, you know, by their budget. And with the new presidential administration, you know, their budget has gotten cut, and that applies to Superfund funding as well.
And let's listen to Mark Hegg's very ambivalent response as to where things are headed. He's EPA Region 7 administrator.
So, this particular clip is referring to a lawsuit that happened that was filed a couple months ago by this couple who live pretty close to the landfill, and they had these environmental attorneys test their property and found, you know, a significant amount of, you know, radioactive contamination. So, you know, this was Mark Hague's response.
It's important to say at this point that there's no evidence, and I'm not going to speculate for what this contamination is, if there is any, and where it's come from. This is separate and apart from our work at the Westlake landfill.
And now, I mean, I guess the final question is, in the Pruitt era of the EPA under Donald Trump's administration, is this going to get fast-tracked, or is this going to go on the shelf?
It's really hard to say at the moment, and I'm afraid that it's likely going to be the latter, because progress has been so slow with this site already. Deadlines have been blown past. When I first got the job here, I remember I printed out a timeline that the EPA had posted about when they were going to propose a remedy and when they were going to figure out what was going on with the groundwater. And they've blown past so many of these deadlines already. And that was, you know, still under Obama. It doesn't look promising.
Eli Chen, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Eli Chen is science and environment reporter here at St. Louis Public Radio.